And good evening and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name is Ivan Imke with you for the next 90 minutes of music, this time related to farming and especially plowing. We're listening to a tune called Speed the Plow by a band called Tiger Moth. I'll tell you a bit more about them in just a moment, but you're listening on Bay of Islands Radio, 100.1 FM, or Voice of Bon Bay at 95.9 in Norris Point, or on the interweb anywhere in the world. Talk to you in a minute. Ending there in an unresolved note. That was Tiger Moth, and they were an English country dance band. They did reggae and blues and rock and roll and jazz all together. And they kind of sparked a wave of British trad rock bands in the late 1980s. And they were only together for about 6 years, but they became known as fairly zany and lively and danceable and fun and so on and so forth. The Hammer Dulcimer player there, Chris Coe, you don't hear a lot of Hammer Dulcimer, and maybe if you have one, you'll realize why, but they're kind of tricky to play. But the original members were guitarist Ian Anderson, who ran Folk Roots, the editor of Folk Roots, and a couple of other folks, and Rod Stradling playing the melodeon there. So they did a number of limited dates in the summer of 2004 again. They sort of got together since the 1980s, and every once in a while, they do another summer gig, which is a great idea. That's Tiger Moth. Speed the Plow was the name of the track, a famous old track. And we're talking about plows. Well, I am anyways. You're forced to listen, I suppose, but today. And also about agriculture, because this week I'm thinking a bit more about agriculture and food production. Not that I don't obsess about that every week, but this is the week when here in Newfoundland and Labrador, the Federation of Agriculture is having their meetings in Gander, a spot that's equally inconvenient to everybody in the province. I'm just kidding. But it was a time to chat about things that are going on, meet some people. And so I thought, well, I'll just do this show tonight related to farming. And there's lots of folk songs, roots songs about farming. And I kind of got into this plow theme later on, because there's lots of songs about, not really so much about plows, but about people who plow, and kind of plowboys and plowmen and jolly ones and roving ones and so on and so forth. But next up, we'll listen to a very famous Canadian folk song of more recent vintage, I suppose, from Murray McLaughlin, farmer song. Of course, McLaughlin was born in Paisley in Scotland, came over when he was 5 years old with his family. Grew up in suburban Toronto. He began playing coffee houses in Yorkville in his teens, about 17 or so. And he was an art student for a while, and then he decided to become a full-time musician. In the 60s, he moved to New York City and never quite got anywhere there, had little success. And so he came back to Toronto in 1970, and he signed on to True North Records. And then the rest is sort of history, as they say. And he wrote a couple of songs which became quite popular in the early 70s, including Child Song, which was recorded by Tom Rush, and Farmer Song, which is the one that we'll play. So if you're of any age close to mine, you will remember having heard this on any number of radio stations. It became quite popular in the rural region where I grew up. People used to listen to it anyways. And so McLaughlin has gone from strength to strength since the early 70s. He had this really good radio program on CBC called Swinging on a Star. He did that the late 80s to mid-90s, something like that. And he's also, interestingly enough, there for a while, he spent some time flying commercial airplanes as a bush pilot in northern Canada because he has a pilot's license and so on. And he's always said, well, you know, I'll do this music thing until, you know, it doesn't work out, and then I'll just go back to flying airplanes again. Nevertheless, he still performs with a couple of groups. Lunch at Allen's is a group that he plays with. And just to show how important he is as a Canadian icon of music, some of his songs have been in Canadian high school textbooks. This is the Farmer Song.
Dusty old farmer out working your field, hanging down over your tractor wheel. The sun beating down turned the red paint to orange, and rusty old patches of steel. There's no farmer songs on that car radio, just cowboys, truck drivers, and pain. Well, this is my way to say thanks for the meal, and I hope there's no shortage of rain. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping a face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping a face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you. The combines gang up, take most of the bread. Things just ain't like they used to be. Though your kids are out after the American dream, and they're working in big factories. If I come by when you're out in the sun, can I wave at you just like a friend? These days when everyone's taking so much, there's somebody giving back in. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping a face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping a face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you.
And that is Murray McLaughlin and Farmer Song, a song that you might have heard at some point in your life, and if you haven't, well, you have now. And it's one of those great campfire songs where everybody knows like two or three lines. It's the same two or three lines, unfortunately, so you sing them over and over. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we're doing music around farming, basically, and also plowing later on. But next up we have a band called the Dry Branch Fire Squad, which maybe sounds like an odd kind of name to call a bluegrass trad band, a roots band, but they're a traditional style bluegrass band. They're formed by Ron Thomason, a guy who He worked for the Clinch Mountain Boys back in the 70s, and he founded this group, the Dry Branch Fire Squad, in October 1976. And the band is known for its very showy performances and very straight ahead, straight up, bluegrass, good harmonies and so on, but also for Thomason's humorous interludes. And he just goes on and on. And if you ever go on YouTube or something like that and you look at some of their concert footage, it's like... you'll say, well, why are all their songs like 7.5 minutes long? Well, it's not, because it's 4 minutes of introduction. It's kind of like this show, I suppose. And then 3 minutes of music. But he's been the one constant over the year since 1976. And he's still the band's MC, the lead singer, mandolin player. He also plays guitar and a bunch of other instruments as well, banjo sometimes. And he occasionally shows his ham bone technique, which is where you're sort of slapping parts of your body in distinctly rhythmic ways, which he learned as a child growing up in Virginia. So they, I think it was 1978, they put out their first album. And since then, they've got a mess of them, as they say. At one time, they had a bass when I was going to school in Ohio. They had a bass in Yellow Springs, Ohio, which Yellow Springs, if you've ever been to Ohio, that state, Yellow Springs is a socialist enclave. It's a really interesting place. Antioch College is there. And great music and so on. It's kind of stuck in between Columbus and Dayton and so on and Cincinnati. But it was a very exciting place to be. And so I got to see them a lot of times because they were just traveling around the state. And it was easy for them to do gigs there. And they're always really exciting to hear. But this is from one of their concerts. And this is, you know, when you talk about farming, eventually at some point you're going to talk about farmers going broke. And I know that's sad. It's kind of depressing in a way. But nevertheless, that's sort of the life of what's happened to agriculture. And so this one is a song that they did called Devil Take the Farmer. And, you know, it's poignant. I suppose that's a word we could use. This is the Dry Branch Fire Squad.
Corby Swanson, and these are Swanson lands. For burning near 150 years, worked by Swanson hands. Now the land boys want to buy me, and I'd rather I was dead. But I hold the dairy, oh, the farmers in the red. When Laura May was living, Lord, weren't we living high? Sausage, steak, and bacon, pudding, cake, and pie. Now when I've got a cow down, the vet knows I can't pay. I don't even have enough to put my bones away. And the weather takes its toll, and the years take your life. The city takes the children, and the fever takes a wife. The dry wind takes the wheat, and the bills take the beans. And the devil take the farmer in the land of the big machine. They don't want the houses, they only want the deed. They use it as a tax dodge, they use it as a shield. With half the stuff they hand me, I could fertilize a field. And the weather takes its toll, and the years take your life. The city takes the children, and the fever takes a wife. The dry wind takes the wheat, and the bills take the beans. And the devil take the farmer in the land of the big machine. Don't care whose home they're taking, don't care whose land they grab. They sit out in the boiling sun in an air-conditioned cab.
They got a button saying harvest, another saying seed. The third one just says money, and it pours them while they sleep. And the weather takes its toll, and the years take your life. The city takes the children, and the fever takes a wife. The dry wind takes the wheat, and the bills take the beans. And the devil take the farmer in the land of the big machine. Farmer stands alone, the farmer stands alone. I ain't even got enough to bury my own bone.
That's a Dry Branch Fire Squad. The dry wind takes the wheat, the bills take the beans. The devil take the farmer and the land of the big machines. Great, a great song there that catches a number of the themes that are constant in agriculture in countries like the United States, where Dry Branch lives, and also in Canada. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Next up, and maybe I should have told you before, but you should bring your sheep by. If you've got some sheep, you know, in the field or the yard or in your basement or wherever you're keeping them at the moment, and it's not quite into lambing season necessarily, but if you are a sheep farmer, you know that occasionally you'll have lambs that you need to bottle feed a little bit or whatever, and sometimes they might be, you know, in behind the stove in a cardboard box. That's the way it was when I was growing up. Anyways, so anyway, this is a song for those who raise sheep, and it's a sheep blessing song. Maybe you didn't know there were such things. But this is from Icelandic tradition, and actually a bit of Swedish tradition as well. And translated, this track is just a number of incantations. Translated, it means, bless these sheep. And so it's by a band called Ranarim, and they're a folk band from Sweden. They formed in about 1997. They played traditional and original folk compositions. Ranarim is translated as, I suppose, a beautiful blanket of dew would be the nicest way to put it. They were around until 2010, and they joined together. They were doing music education in the Royal Academy of Music in Stockholm together. They were studying traditional music, but they all cited one of their most important influences was ABBA. Sweden's, greatest export to the world, other than IKEA, I suppose, or in addition to. But they cited that, and so they would sort of add a kind of a pop sensibility, I suppose, to the traditional music that they were doing. So this is from a record called The Morning Star that they released, and it shows that, along with sort of the gory murder ballads from Scandinavia that they were doing, they also had a youthful sense of humor, and one of the tracks they did had the track was basically different names for goats. So, you know, there's kind of a farming theme in this band. Anyway, this is for your sheep, if you have any, for your ability to bless them. And if you don't have any sheep, you maybe have a leg of lamb on in the oven if you're a carnivore. But anyway, just even if you have no connection to sheep, I hope you enjoy it. Ranarim.
Jag följer er i hagen, ingen mer och ingen skade. Gud giver gräs i magen, mjölk i spenen, stinna ljuver. Hälsan följer er i hagen, ingen mer och ingen skade. Gud giver gräs i magen, mjölk i spenen, stinna ljuver. Kött på benen. Jungfru Maja Rosenren, var hälsa sätt dig nu på sten. Be till Herre Gud allen om väderlek och solen sken. Städer sällan får i skillnad sten. Svettan städer skeppan följas åt och solen mera dig ska vi tjäna. Förbannad var är du om sin bestelan som ett träd och döder faller ut i marken i det Gud styrke mig och följe mig hem. Kallar du mig så, alltså ska jag dig klä och föra. Kallar du mig får, ska du ej få ett ullhår. Kallar du mig varg, så blir jag dig arg. Kallar du mig dock av guld, så blir jag dig hull. Och du troll, du bit i mun och aldrig ge mig boskap skuld. Bit i stock och bit i sten, men aldrig ge mig. Gud styrke mig och följe mig.
If you're a sheep, you will feel much better. I'm sure that was Ranarim, and a track about blessing sheep from the Icelandic tradition. And Icelanders know a fair bit about sheep because they have a lot of them there. And also from the Swedish tradition where they still raise a fair few sheep. Next up, I talked a bit about the problems on the farm just a minute or so ago. One of the issues has been perennially, I guess, at least in North America, not perennially, well, I mean, for 150 years or so, has been this drive to try to keep people on the farm. And there were different movements that took place in the 1800s, late 1800s and so on. There was the Grange movement, you know, later the 4-H movement and so on, which tried to, I guess, make farms seem more interesting, I suppose. Or, you know, they realized that if you have large families and only a certain amount of land and you can only pass it down to a certain number of people, there's always this issue of, you know, what do you do with those people who don't have land? Well, the Amish figured it out. They just simply expand and get more land. But this is here's a track from a band. They're called the Elastic Millennium Choir, which is a fine little name. They're from Halifax, and they specialize in shape note singing. And in Atlantic Canada, mostly in the Maritimes and Nova Scotia, primarily in New Brunswick, but there was a shape note singing tradition. This is the people who invented shape notes back in 1812 or something like that. They described that it was an improved way of instructing those with, and I think the expression is something like, even those with the weakest capacity for music. These are people who write, I guess, report cards now, I suppose, for our elementary school. But so the notes were shaped like triangles or ovals or squares or diamonds and so on, and they represented musical notes, and it allowed singers, even those who were illiterate, to rely on written music rather than memory. And there's a lot of debate about whether it's actually easier to do it that way than to recognize where something is on a staff. But anyways, let's not get into that. But the repertoire of the Elastic Millennium Choir also includes just funny, kind of funny now, I suppose, old materials. And so this is something that I'm going to play that relates to the farm. And this was taken from a book. It was called The Grange Melodies. And a group called the Patrons of Husbandry put it out. And actually, it's available. I looked it up the other day. It's available on the internet. It's been digitized by a university library in the United States. But you can look at it, and so you can sing along. So, but anyway, this song is called Stay on the Farm. And it's a lovely, righteous song about the importance of staying on the farm that, as it says in the lyric, when once in the vortex of fashion, how soon our destruction begins. I don't often think about the city I live in as the vortex of fashion, but, you know, in some ways I suppose it is. But you can maybe sing along with the Elastic Millennium Choir and maybe sing this to your kids if you're living on a farm. This is called Stay on the Farm.
Come, boys, I have something to tell you. Come near, I would whisper low. You're thinking of leaving the homestead. Don't be in a hurry to go. The city has many attractions, but think of its vices and sins. When once in the vortex of fashion, how soon our destruction begins. Stay on the farm, boys, stay on the farm, though profits come in rather slow. Stay on the farm, boys, stay on the farm, don't be in a hurry to go. You talk of the mines of Australia, they're wealthy in treasure, no doubt. But ah, there is gold on
late in the day, boys, don't be in a hurry to go. Stay on the farm, boys, stay on the farm, though profits come in rather slow. Stay on the farm, boys, stay on the farm, don't be in a hurry to go. The farm is the best and the safest, and certainly surest to pay. You're free as the air of the mountain, and monarch of all you survey. Then stay on the farm a while longer, though profits come in rather slow. Remember, you've nothing to risk, boys, don't be in a hurry to go. Stay on the farm, boys, stay on the farm, though profits come in rather slow. Stay on the farm, boys, stay on the farm, don't be in a hurry to go.
Timeless words of wisdom there. Stay on the farm, boys, stay on the farm, though profits come in rather slow. That was the Elastic Millennium Choir, and a song from, well, it was published in 1891, so it was back in those days. And I think it would sound like a great, like if you've got a little band, a bluegrass band or folk band or whatever, or a choir, get a copy of that Grange Melodies. Just look it up. And there's some great, great old songs there. You know, Keep the Politics Off the Farm, songs like that, anyway. But all very interesting. We're going to head on then with a sort of similar theme about staying on the farm. And this is a song from around 1919. It was after the war, First World War, and people were coming back. The men were coming back. Most of them were men who had gone over. And there was a bit of a concern that, you know, once they'd seen the cities of Europe, bombed as they were, though, but once they'd seen the cities of Europe, they might not want to stay on the farm. How do you keep them down on the farm? So this became a very popular song, which maybe you've heard done before. How are you going to keep them down on the farm once they've seen Gay Paris? But this is done by the Bill Hilly Band. They're now known as the Bills. They've changed them. They started in 1996 from Vancouver, toured theaters all over the world, Copenhagen to California and so on. They have sort of a natural flair for spontaneous humor and theatrics and a fair bit of instrumental virtuosity. There's usually four or five of them, depending on how things are going. And they've been said to, and I quote here, to represent everything that is good about roots music in Canada. Well, you can't. You know, it's a pretty nice thing to say about somebody. But they have their strongest followings in Western Canada, Western U.S., Northern California, some in Ontario and the U.K. Not really known terribly well, though, to the east of Ontario. But they've got a bunch of CDs out. I think I've probably played them before on this. But they do a lovely version of this song, How Are You Going to Keep Them Down on the Farm?
Said his wife, so dear, now that things are peaceful and calm, the boys will soon be back on the farm. Mr. Reuben started winking, slowly rubbed his chin. He pulled his chair on up to Mother and he asked her with a grin, how you gonna keep them down on the farm after they seen Paris? How you gonna keep them away from Broadway, hanging around and painting a town? How you gonna keep them away from home? That's a mystery. They'll never want to see a rake or a plow. And how the deuce you parlez-vous a cow? How you gonna keep them down on the farm? Seen Paris. Mrs. Reuben says you're mistaken, though you might think it's strange. Once a farmer, always Jay, and farmers always stick to the hay. Mr. Reuben says, no, you're mistaken, though you might think it's strange. For wine and women, they play the mischief with a boy who's loose with change. How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they seen Paris? How you gonna keep them away from Broadway, hanging around and painting the town? How you gonna keep them away from harm? That's a mystery. They never want to see a rake or a plow and have a douche parley through a cow. How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they seen Paris? Kiss his cheek and holler, ooh la la. How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they see her? After they see her? After they see her?
Yes, ultimately, that's a very good question. How are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris? That was the Bill Hilly Band, now known as the Bills. And a track there comes from 1919. You're listening to the Bay of Islands Radio, 100.1 FM, or Voice of Bon Bay, 95.9 FM. And we're available on the interweb as well, www.boire.ca or www.vobb.org. My name's Ivan Emke. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, our weekly excursion from Celtic music and beyond. Next up, I'll play another song, which is a contemporary classic, I suppose, in Canadian farming songs. I played the Farmer's Song earlier by Murray McLaughlin. This one is very well known as well. It's called The Field Behind the Plow, obviously. Well, not obviously. You might not know, but it's written by Stan Rogers. And but instead of having Stan sing it, I know it's a great version that everybody has in the back of their head and in the sort of the little earworm. This is by a band called Arcady. Just to show you that the song is very popular. It's kind of transferred itself to many other countries. And Arcady is an Irish traditional band. It was around very, relatively briefly, I should say. They had only two CDs. There was a flickering yet a very bright candle. And they were formed by a Bowron player. It's the Irish drum. Bowron player Johnny McDonough, who was from Dedannan. It's a great Irish band. Look them up if you don't know about them. And so he decided to bring a bunch of musicians together and just kind of for fun to play some stuff. And so they made an album in 1991. It was called After the Ball, from which this version of Field Behind the Plow was taken. And it was a big success. And so, you know, they kind of hung around a bit and did a bit, but they're all doing solo stuff as well. In 1995, they made another one, Many Happy Returns. And it was very popular. It's usually an eight-piece group, but you know, the logistics are just difficult when you've got eight solo artists getting together. But they had a kind of a pan-Celtic approach, and they did try to get music from many different countries, including this track from Stan Rogers. And so from a CD way back, 1991, this is one of the vignettes of Canadian farming life from Stan Rogers, The Field Behind the Plow.
Watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark rows. Feel the trickle in your clothes. Blow the dust cake from your nose. Hear the tractor's steady roar. Ah, you can't stop now. There's a quarter section more or less to go. And you figure that the rain takes its own sweet time. You can watch it come from rise, but you guess you've got a while. Ease the throttle out ahead. Every round's a game. There's victory in every quarter of a mile. For all cause he down the road, the heartache hail and hoppers got him down. He gave it up and moved to town. Damn it, Pierce the other day took a heart attack and died at 42. You could see it coming on, cause he's worked as hard as you. Well, in an hour, maybe more, you'll be wet clean through. The air is cooler now. Pull your hat brim further down and watch the field behind the plow. Turn to straight dark roads, but another season's promise in the ground. The harvest's any good, the money just might cover all the loans. You've mortgaged all you owe. Buy the kids a winter coat, take the wife back east for Christmas if you can. All summer she's held on, cause you're so tied to the land. Well, the good times come and go, but at least there's rain. This won't be barren ground when September comes around. And watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark roads, but another season's promise in the ground. And watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark roads, but another season's promise in the ground.
That is the Stan Rogers song, Field Behind the Plough, and done there by Arcady, a band from Ireland that existed in the 1990s, like many other things in the world, I suppose. Next up, we kind of move into, from the Field Behind the Plough, to people who plough the fields. And so there's a whole tradition of music, especially from the rural areas of the Celtic countries, speaking of people who plow. Plowboys, plowmen, different things that they do, what they wear, how they dress, and so on. So we're going to listen to a yaffle of them here, I suppose we could call that. And the first off, we start with a band called Dervish. Since we're in Ireland with Arcady, we'll just listen to Dervish. Dervish is, was formed back in 1989, a group of five musicians who came together to record an album of local music. They were all, you know, going to sessions, and they gathered weekly to play sessions in local pubs there. And the first release was under the name The Boys of Sligo, and then they got one of the members, a female member, and so they couldn't have that, so they used the name Dervish. And the name relates to any group of spiritual people who become enraptured by music, like a whirling dervish and so on and so forth. And they released their first album under that name, Harmony Hill, in 1992, from which we'll hear this track here. It was considered a landmark Irish traditional album, and so there was a lot of demand for the band, and they toured continuously. Then from 89 through 93, performed at all the major folk festivals, a whack of touring continued, more albums. Since then, they've been seen as a groundbreaking force within Irish music. Well, there's a whole pile of groundmaking forces within Irish music, basically. And they've received a lot of awards and so on. And even a couple decades after they began and so on, four of the original members who started were still at the helm, which is pretty unusual, really, for bands like this. And they've been considered an icon of Irish music. But nevertheless, we'll listen to them, the Dervish, and they do have some wonderful CDs out. This is called The Plowman, and it's a fairly romantic view of these bonny lads who tend the plows or who walk behind the horses who are actually pulling and doing the work on the plow, talking about, I've been east and I've been west and I've been at St. Johnston, but the bonniest sight that I ever saw was the plowman laddie dancing, with snow-white stockings on his legs and silver buckles glancing, a good blue bonnet on his head, and oh, but he was handsome. This is the plowman.
The plowman, he's a bonny lad, his mind is ever her true jaw, he's garching it below his knee, his bonnet, it is blue jaw. It's up with all ye plowman lads, and hey, my merry plowman, of all the trades, but I the best, commend me to the plowman. The plowman, he comes home at eve, he's often wet and weary, cast off the wet but on the dry, sent to bed quite early. I will wash the plowman's clothes and I will dress him early. I will warm the plowman's bed and cheer him late and early. It's up with all ye plowman lads, and hey, my merry plowman, for the chairsman I love best, commend me to the plowman. Legs and silver buckles dancing, good blue bonnet on his head, and oh, but he was handsome. Commend me to the barnyard, commend me to the corn man. I never got me coggy full till I met me merry plowman. It's up with all ye plowman lads, and hey, my merry plowman, all the chairsmen I love best, commend me to the plowman.
And that is Dervish and a song called The Plowman, and singing the glories of that that gentleman. Next up, we're going to listen to another track, which is called The Plowboy. And this is from a band called The Navigators. Obviously, if you live in Newfoundland, Labrador, you're probably familiar with them, maybe have seen them many times before. They're one of Newfoundland's most energetic and entertaining Celtic groups. They formed in November of 2000. They've become, and they always were, a really hardworking band in the province, traveling around regularly. They've certainly come to the West Coast a fair bit. They also play in Nova Scotia, increasingly New Brunswick a fair bit, as and elsewhere in Canada. The couple of members that have been consistent, Fred Jorgensen, who's on the whistles and Byron on vocals, wonderful, wonderful whistle player, and very interesting voice. If you hear his voice, you'll always, when you hear another track and you hear that voice, you say, ah, that's got that guy that was at that you know, that band, you know. So that's what you'll say. Arthur O'Brien, who also has a very distinctive and wonderful voice, plays guitars and fiddle and vocals and so on. But some original songs, a cappella, some instrumental numbers, ballads, shanties. They can do pubs and concerts and venues like that, as well as soft seat auditoriums and so on. So this is from their CD called Dance and Sing. And it won the 2002 Music Industry Association Newfoundland Labrador Award for Roots and Traditional Group of the Year. And just watch your... watch your coming events, because they'll be coming to a place near you hopefully soon, because they're a great band to hear live. So this is something called The Plowboy, and their version, this is The Navigators.
I once was a plowboy, but a soldier I am now. I called a lovely Molly, a milkmaid I vow. I called a lovely Molly, I delight in her charms, and many's the long night I rolled in her arms. With me ranting her and many fall the dido. Oh, with you, lovely Molly, I now must go away. There's free providence promotion across on the sea. And if ever I return, it will be in the spring, and the lark and the linnet and the nightingale sing. With me ranting her and many fall the dido. You can go to all the markets, the gatherings and fairs. You can go to church on Sunday and choose your love there. And if anybody loves you as well as I do, and I try to stop you when love so fairly well at you. With me right and near and then he fall the dido. Town where neither Lord Duke or Earl will e'er pull it down. And if anybody asks you where you're from, you can tell them you're a stranger from the County Tyrone. With me ranting her and then he followed Dido. She sent to me a posy with a red rose so fine. I sent her another red with rue mixed with thyme, saying you can keep your red rose and I will keep my thyme. And you can drink to your true love and I will drink to mine. With me ranting her and then he followed Dido.
And that was The Navigators with The Plowboy. And, of course, it's a little bit more about, well, I was a plowboy, but now I'm this and that. But nevertheless, it kind of fits the theme, because we're looking at songs, listening to songs relating to people who plow. And on that track, Greg Walsh is also on that recording, Robert Kelly on bass and Steve Adams on drums and percussion. That was The Navigators from Dance and Sing. Great CD. Next up, we have another song about plowboys. This time, it's the Roven Plowboy. And this is from a band called Malinky, M-A-L-I-N-K-Y. And they first got it together to rehearse in early October of 1998. And they were all part of the lively pub session in Edinburgh, the sessions which took place all over the place. And so they kind of knew each other, but one of the members, eventual members of the group, needed to fill a slot to support another artist at Edinburgh Folk Club. And it was a couple weeks later, and so a bunch of people got together, and they started rehearsing. And it was Robin Williamson, I think, was the spot that they were opening for, and he's pretty very well known, harpist and storyteller, and so on. Was with the Incredible String Band, so it was a serious gig. And anyway, they knew each other, and they weren't musicians. One was a social worker, one was a student of Scottish studies, one was a town planner, I think, and with the city council there in Edinburgh, and one was a computer programmer. And so never underestimate the networking potential of a good music session. None of them were professional musicians. They got together, what the heck, we'll play this gig, and They became Malinke, and many, many, many years later, they're still known as Malinke, and they're, you know, very well recognized and acknowledged. So there you go. I mean, many times, you know, I've tried that, but it hasn't worked out for me. But anyways, so there were a lot of good young instrumental bands on the scene in Edinburgh and elsewhere in Scotland at the time. But Malinke stood out because they focused almost exclusively on Scots traditional song, and that three of the members were really solid singers. And within about half a year of getting together for that one-off gig, they'd won a Danny Award at the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. They were signed on to Green Tracks Recording, which is an important Scottish recording label, kicked off their international career, went to a festival in Brittany, and released their first album at Celtic Connections in 2000. And they just great acclaim. And so I'll leave the history out, but various tours and personnel changes and further recording and so on, hiatus occasionally. They're still around. And back a few years back, they won 2010 Scots Trad Music Awards as Folk Band of the Year. And they've been described as maybe the finest young Scottish band since Silly Wizard. Now, if you don't know of Silly Wizard, just write it down and look it up after this show. So Malinke trust in the strength and the power of traditional songs in themselves. And so this is one of those songs that they're doing. And this is called The Jolly Plowboy. Oh, sorry, The Roving Plowboy. There you go. Roving and jolly, probably.
Come saddle to me, my old grey mare. Come saddle to me, my pony, oh. I'm on the road and I'm going far away. A war with a roving plowboy, oh. Plowboy, oh, plowboy, oh. I'll follow the roving plowboy, oh. And last night I lay in my fine feather bed. Sheets and blankets, a cosy, oh. The night time and lie in the cold barn shed. Around in the arms, oh, my plowboy, oh. Plowboy, oh, plowboy, oh. I'll follow the robin, plowboy, oh. Champion plowboy, my Joe the lad. Cups and medals and prizes, oh. In Bonnie Diver inside, there's me.
Indeed, that's the Roving Plowboy, and the band is called Malinke from an album called Three Ravens. And it's part of a tradition in song from that area of the world sometimes of people making a decision. And, you know, they'll sing, you know, last night I lay in a fine feather bed, and tonight I'll lay in a cold barn shed. That kind of thing where you make decisions out of love and not out of tradition or whatever the other. Anyway, I'm just saying that's a theme, and it sort of fits with this plowboy as well. And we're exploring, obsessing on whatever the term might be, on songs from that Celtic tradition relating to people who plow. There are other you know, kinds of cultivation as well. But somehow they haven't captured the imagination back in the day, or they haven't survived as songs the same as People Who Plow. Like, you don't have, you know, the Jolly Roving Harrow Man or the Jolly Roving Disker or whatever. Harvesting, yeah, there's some of that. But anyway, plowing has. And it's odd, you know, it's kind of ironic because now plowing is questionable. And there are many people doing doing low-till farming and so on and so forth and saying plowing is what got us into trouble with the Dust Bowl and all these other kinds of things. So maybe these songs will disappear and maybe 50 years from now people will say, Plowboy? What was that? What was a plow? Daddy. Next up we have another band. This is from a band from BC, from Vancouver area, Mad Pudding. Started in the early 1990s. And they released their first album was '94 called it was called Bruce's Vegetable Garden, and they did a few more, and they would tour, and they'd have fiddlers with them when they toured, and some of Canada's greatest fiddlers, finest fiddlers, played with Mad Pudding for tours, and people like Pierre Schreier, Shannon Johnson, these are people well known, and they're April Virch, Jenny Weiss, you know, some of those people you might have heard of before. And they released about four or five CDs, took a break in 2003, turned out to be about a decade or so, and they reunited in November of 2012 at the Rogue Folk Club in Vancouver. And if you ever get to Vancouver, check out that club. It's in an old church, an old revived church. Yeah, that's sort of an ironic thing to say. But church, it was derelict, and so they have a folk club in it. There's other stuff that goes on in that building as well. But it's a really interesting venue. So Mad Pudding has done some occasional things since then, but not regularly. And so this is a track that they released on their CD called Dirt and Stone. It's called The Plowman's Son, and it's about a woman who's just enjoying having a relationship with a plowman's son, even though her parents and others say, well, why don't you think about a guy and settle down and, you know, start a family and so on. You can't keep kissing the plowman's son, as her father tells him. Tells her, and she says, well, you know, he's a good fine lad. He's the finest dancer I've ever had. He's young and strong. He works the farm. I can't see how kissing him could do me no harm. So this is a version of the glorious plowman's son. This is Mad Pudding. The finest dancer I've ever had. He's young and strong. He works. Well, you'll have to decide if you were convinced by that or her parents were convinced by that, but that is something called The Plowman's Son by a band called Mad Pudding. You're listening to Bay of Islands Radio, 100.1 FM, or Voice of Bon Bay, which is 95.9 FM in Norris Point. Bay of Islands is in Corner Brook. Or you're listening on the World Wide Web. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond. And we've got a little less than a half an hour to go and a few more tracks. So next up, we'll continue with The Plowman. This is another song called The Plowman. And but it's a different one. Don't worry. They're all, you know, well, they're similar titles. The lyrics are different. And this one is about a plowman. And again, it's very romanticized in a view of the plowman. And so it's talking about how pretty maids don't think amiss a plowman for to kiss. For his breath is as sweet as the rose, the rose. Sounds very good, except that the couple lines before that in the lyric, it says, well, a plowman dresses fine. He drinks strong ale and wine, and the best of tobacco he does smoke. So I'm wondering if his breath is really as sweet as the rose. But this is a folk song, and we're just distilling the best of possibilities, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it accurately reflects reality. Objects may be closer than they appear, like it says on the mirror in your on your car, rear view mirror. Anyway, we're going to listen to a version of this done by a band called Solas, S-O-L-A-S. Solas is Irish Gaelic for light. And Solas is an American musical group, officially started in around 1996. They play Irish traditional music and a fair bunch of original compositions as well, and music from the country and rock and Americana genres. It was made up of originally Seamus Egan, who's a fine flute player. He's done a bunch of work with movies as well, and he has his own solo career. Winifred Horan, who was with Cherry the Ladies, a great all-female traditional Irish band. And John Doyle is a guitar player. I've played him on this show before. Karen Casey is an amazing singer. John Williams. So Seamus and Winifred are still with the band now. And the others have moved on to other things. But they have interesting arrangements of old tunes, and they've got about 12 albums out at this point. And since their birth in 1986, they were seen as being probably one of the finest Irish-American bands on the go. And all the major newspapers in the U.S. who pay any attention to traditional music, a traditional Irish music, and there are some, like there's the Boston Herald, you know, the Globe, the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Washington Post, New York Times has a lot, because there's a lot of Irish Americans in some of those cities. And they all kind of agreed that they were the finest Irish American band around at the time. Now, it isn't because they have relatives in the media, it's because they are a fine Irish American band. And I'm not saying just because it's in the newspaper that it's not that it's not true, or that we should suspect it at all. But you'll have to listen for yourself and see what you think. And so this is a song, again, glorifying people who have plows and use them, as well as sweet breath. This is Solas.
And so merrily rattles them
Yes, indeed, that's Solace and something there called The Plowman. And you can judge for yourself in terms of how they've integrated other kinds of music into that. Next up, we've milked this plow thing for a while. So let's go on to just general farming. And this is a song by John McCutcheon. He's an American folk music singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist. He's been playing around since the 1970s. He's recorded, I think it's the last thing I saw was 34 albums during that time. He's considered a master of the hammer dulcimer, but also proficient on many other instruments. He plays guitar, banjo, auto harp, mountain dulcimer, the fiddle, and jaw harp, and so on. He was born in Wisconsin. And when he was in his 20s, he traveled to Appalachia. He learned from some of the legendary greats of traditional folk music in Appalachia, and that was a major important influence on him. When he became a father in the early 1980s, he found, when he was listening to kids' music, and this is something that I think a lot of parents realized at that point, and maybe before and since, that a lot of children's music was unmusical and it's condescending. And it's just like, it's really, it's like pap. And so, like, you want to feed your kids good food, right? You want to have them, you know, good sort of stimulation. Why do you let them listen to junky music? Anyway, it's subjective. But he decided to change the situation by releasing a children's album in 1983. It was called How'd You Do? And it was really popular. And so he only intended to do one children's record, but he then did a bunch more because it was so popular. He was using some old songs. He was writing some new songs, but just songs that were good musically and were attractive to kids. And so during the late 70s, 80s, into the 90s, that was a real renaissance, as they say, in children's music. And you had performers who were spending some serious time on making good children's music. And many Canadian artists were at the forefront of that. You know, it used to be that you're an artist and I got to do another album. Maybe I'll do a Christmas album, okay? And then it became, I got to do another album. I did a Christmas album already. Maybe I'll do a kids album, you know. So they weren't all great, but nevertheless. So a lot of his work, though, of John McCutcheon, is about writing political and socially conscious songs for adult audiences. One of his most successful songs you've probably heard was Christmas in the Trenches. It was came out on his album in the mid-80s. He did a kind of a winter seasonal album, Winter Solstice. And the song tells the story of the Christmas truce of 1914. When the two sides fighting each other decided to stop for Christmas, and then they had a soccer game and they shared some food and they showed pictures of their loved ones at home, and it was made into a movie and so on after that. But just the idea that at either end of the gun, we are all the same. We are all the same. And so it's a very a rich song, but it's related to a real thing that happened that really should be celebrated. Anyway, so in his performances, McCutcheon often, he becomes a storyteller. He introduces with a story. But this is a song that he did on a CD called What It's Like. And it shows his, he kind of got into kind of a heartland rock-influenced ballads. And he still does pure folk music, you know, and so on. But this shows a bit more of electricity, I suppose, involved in that. And so it's called Ask Any Farmer. And the chorus is just Ask Any Farmer in Kansas, Ask Any Farmer in Carolina too, out in Dakota, Kentucky, Minnesota, and I guarantee you'll find that what I'm saying is true. And so he's talking about what happens between banks and farmers when during the period of time that he's talking about there, in the 70s, 80s, and later, and even it happens today, you know, banks are saying, no, you got to get a bigger barn. No, I'm going to give you money for that, but you got to have 100,000 chickens instead of 50,000 and so on. And farmers just really got squeezed, and then the bank rates went up. But somehow, oddly, weirdly enough, I don't know what it is about the universe and the way in which the rules, it's some sort of law of physics, maybe the fourth law of thermodynamics or something like that, that the people who lend the money don't take the risk, really, and that they do okay. And farmers get squeezed. Now, I'm biased. I grew up in an area where the Farmers Survival Alliance was popular and it was active in the 1970s and 1980s, where farmers were losing everything that they had worked for and that their generations had worked for. And so farmers were doing things like, and I thought that was always very creative, you know, they would have a auction sale. So you'd auction off the whole barn and the farm and everything else. And so there would be an agreement among everybody who was there. Okay, the John Deere goes for $20 at the most. And people did that. And so banks were, of course, upset because, you know, you'd liquidate an entire farm and have $300 to show for it. But those are the rules. And they were playing by the rules at the time in a way. But anyway, that's my bias. That's why I like the song. Anyway, even though it's talking about the United States and the heartland in the United States, I would argue that there are parts of Canada where this is as relevant. Here's John McCutcheon.
Come fill up your glasses and gather all around. Tell you the truth, what's a going on down? All through the country, people sounding the alarm. Everybody wondering what's a happening on the farm. Now the businessman says, let the strongest one survive. But if he ain't got food, how they gonna stay alive? Politician says, everything's getting better. But you might as well be standing behind a compost spreader. Ask any farmer in Kansas. Ask any farmer in Carolina too. Out in Dakota, Kentucky, Minnesota. And I guarantee you find what I'm saying is true. Well, I believe it all started about a dozen years ago. Everybody scratched it to make a little dough. The banker saw the land prices go high. Went to the farmer, said, bye, bye, bye. Now, don't you need a little money? Don't you need a little loan? Don't you need some new machinery? A mortgage on your home? Then the land price fell. Till everything's a debit. Then the banker comes back, says, now you ain't got the credit. And I'd really like to help you, but it's out of my control. Now, the farmer's in hock, but the banker's on a roll. Ask any farmer in Kansas. Ask any farmer in Carolina, too. Out in Dakota, Kentucky, Minnesota, and I guarantee you find what I'm saying is true. Now, fruit time, I'm telling you, trouble on the farm ain't nothing new. You got the fever over government, the flooding on the ground. Hard time is something, every farmer knows the time. The costs go up, the prices stay down, so you don't get nothing when you bring it into town. Nobody's worried, yet you got to understand. Now I'm about to tell you, and it really is a fanny. When the farmer can't pay for the low, low prices, and the banker's in trouble, then you got a crisis. Uncle Sam steps in, till the banker's in clover. The newspapers tell us that the crisis is over, and they call it a solution, but the facts all mocker, cause the money all stays in the pinstripe pocket. Ask any farmer in Kansas. Ask any farmer in Carolina, too. Out in Dakota, Kentucky, Minnesota, and I guarantee you find out what I'm saying is true. And we sat down the farmer and we told him what to do. We said feed the world and keep the price cheap too. So the devil the production kept the prices way down by loading up on chemicals and spreading them around. Now you got cheap food and you know there's many other. Don't please like nothing but your checkbook's mother. And the topsoil washes, the land goes dry, the farmers get sick and the earthworms die. Ask any farmer in Kansas. Ask any farmer in Carolina. Out in Dakota, Kentucky, Minnesota, and I guarantee you find out what I'm saying is true. It's mighty hard to figure, no, I'll never understand. We got so much food and there's hunger in the land. You might get a little bite of that surplus cheap, but most of that food gets shipped overseas, where it's so cheap. The farmers over there go belly up open. But hell, we don't care, because the plan is for the food of all the nations, be raised right here by big corporations. Ask any farmer in Kansas. Ask any farmer in Carolina. Out in Dakota, Kentucky, Minnesota, and I guarantee you find out what I'm saying is true. They say you better get bigger or you better get out. The only way to get bigger is for another get out. They pit the farmers of this world against each other. And really we all to be sisters and brothers, and we're never gonna make it. Until we realize we gotta stick together. We got to organize. Stop killing our farmers.
given our land. Handing all the profits to the middle man. It's like all this time we've been going to the tail saying, charge it, send my kids for bill. How they gonna make it? What they gonna do? How they gonna pay it when the note comes due? Just ask any farmer in Kansas.
Won't you ask any farmer in Carolina too? Out in Dakota, Kentucky, Minnesota, and I guarantee to tell you what you ought to do is ask any farmer in Kansas.
That's John McCutcheon, Ask Any Farmer, and they call it a solution, but the facts all mock it, because the money all stays in the pinstripe pocket. That's from a CD called What It's Like. And next up, we'll just go to the experience of a poor old dirt farmer. This is from Levon Helm. Levon Helm was an American musician and actor, probably best known because he was the drummer for the band and one of the main vocalists. Sort of a deep, soulful, country-accented voice, with a lot of ability in terms of his drumming style. Songs like The Weight just don't sound the same sometimes without his vocals on that. Up on Cripple Creek, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, those. The story of the band is pretty well known, despite the fact that they, you know, they existed in their glory days, probably before many of the fans that follow them were born. Their farewell performance was on Thanksgiving Day of November of 1976, and the documentary film The Last Waltz, directed by Martin Scorsese, it's a great film. Now, they did, three of the members of the band did get together again and did a number of CDs and so on, so it's not fair to say that was the last of the band. Anyway, in the late 90s, Levon was diagnosed with throat cancer and went through a number of radiation treatments and so on. And in order to pay for that, because this was the United States, he had to start performing more. And he, during the 2000s, that decade, his experience and his performance mostly revolved around what was called the Midnight Ramble at his home and studio in Woodstock, New York. It's called The Barn. And these concerts became, you know, highly lauded events that it was very hard to get tickets for. And it allowed him to raise money for his medical bills. Basically. So the tumor was removed then, and his vocal cords were really damaged, but slowly they came back. And so by the time he made this record in 2007, it's called Dirt Farmer, the record. It was the first one he made since 1982. Levon said that his singing voice was about 80% recovered at that point. And so this studio album, it was co-produced by his daughter, Amy, who's a musician in her own right. And it combines some traditional tunes that he remembers from his youth, as well as some new ones as well. And it earned him a Grammy Award in the traditional folk album category in 2007. In April of 2012, I guess it was about 5 years ago now, 6 years almost, he succumbed to cancer and died, and so he's no longer with us, but we still have his music, including this song called Poor Old Dirt Farmer, which kind of encapsulates part of what he grew up around. This is from Levon Helm.
Poor old dirt farmer, he's lost all his corn. And now where's the money to pay off his loan? He lost all his corn, can't pay off his loan. He lost all his corn. the left all ain't long. His wife and his children, they packed up and gone. Packed up and gone. His left all ain't long. They packed up and gone. Well, a poor old dirt farmer, how bad he must be.
That's Poor Old Dirt Farmer with Levon Helm, and that's one of the traditional songs that he rearranged for that CD called Dirt Farmer. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond at Bay of Islands Radio, 100.1 FM, or Voice of Bon Bay, 95.9 FM in Norris Point, or on the World Wide Web. We have two more tracks tonight for the focus on farming, and the next one up is from Connie Calder, and she's a Saskatchewan-born singer-songwriter. She's won a few Juno Awards, including for children's music, which I mentioned earlier, didn't I? As important. She was born in a May blizzard that hit Regina on the heels of a heat wave. So she said that's why her life has been a series of contradictions ever since, and it's just fine with her. Music was a fact of life for her growing up. She, her mother swears that she sang in the cradle, but Connie developed her singing range, sang every Sunday morning in the local church choir, which her dad directed. She pursued her love of performing arts in school, did a theater degree from the University of Alberta, and she went on to work with alternative theater companies, including Theater Passmarais in Toronto, a very important company, as well as the Mummers in Newfoundland. So we always feel better about people who, you know, in any remote region, a rural region, if somebody's actually lived there or been there, we always feel better about them. So there you go. You should feel good about Connie Calder. She worked with the Mummers. But ultimately, she didn't have enough time for music when she was in the theater. So in 1979, she left the theater and pursued her musical career, blazing a trail in the Canadian folk scene. And she has, in concert, she's very, very good because she uses her theatrical skills and her very engaging repartee and her also seamlessly combine that with her musical abilities. She's recorded in around, can't keep track, 15 albums, something like that, the last thing that I saw. And this is from one of her tracks called Wood River. And it's called Grandmother's Song, and it's an ode to her grandmothers, who were exceptional women of courage, as she said, who grew old, maybe in their body, but not in their mind, and were farmers, grew on farms as well. And it reminds us that in many parts of Canada, that the various waves of immigration were connected in with development of farming. So this is from Connie Calder.
Well, I was a young girl when I came to this land, from a country far away to a language I didn't understand. And I worked on a farm, and I married me a man, and we got ourselves a homestead on a section of land. And Lord, given me all that I have, but you've taken away my youth without me knowing. Well, we sure had our bad times and our fun, and we paid all our taxes to the government of old Saskatchewan, and I raised up my kids till they finally raised away, and they drop in now and then to visit on their holidays. And blow you old winds of time, you wrinkle my face with your blowing. Well, you've given me all that I have, but you've taken away my youth. Now they say I'm too old to cook and sew. And there's an old folks home in town where they want me to go. But I'll stay here on my own till that wind blows me away. Well, I've been through harder times than this on less than pension pay. Well, you say that I'm old, but I've just been through a lot. And the fact I have lots of wrinkles just shows how hard I fought. And I won't go away, you hear me? You can't take me away, for I have a will and I've decided I'm going to stay. But no, you owe winds of time, you've wrinkled my face with your blowing. Well, you've given me all that I have, but you've taken away my life without me knowing.
That's from Connie Calder and something called Grandmother's Song. Time for one more track here on Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is a toast for farmers. It's called The Farmer's Toast, and it's by a band called the Port Isaac's Fisherman's Friend. So this Port Isaac is in Cornwall, in England, on the rugged north coast of Cornwall. And these folks are all shanty singers. They've all been fishermen or lifeboatmen or coast guards or builders or artisans or hoteliers or shopkeepers and so on. Traditionally, back in the day, some years ago, at around 8 in the evening during the summer months when there are lots of tourists around, tourists and locals would gather, and some of these folks would get together and they'd sing a rousing set of shanties and Cornish folk songs and so on. And so they had a lifelong friendship, and they just sort of became a band back in 1995. So they've been together for a number of years. They started actually making a CD or two here and there and being asked to play outside of just the wharf. But they play traditional songs of the sea handed down to them by their forefathers. Signed a major record deal in 2010, and they recorded this CD, which I'm going to play from. It went gold in the UK, became the first traditional folk act to land a UK top 10 album. So they've done quite well. They, you know, tourists are good if you look after them, right? And since then, they've released a couple of other CDs, and they've been widely credited with starting the revival of the interest in shanty-style choral singing in the UK. But a cornerstone of their success has really been sort of an evolving repertoire, including this song, which is more about an inland pursuit and that of farming. And as they say in their liner notes, they have no axe to grind, so to speak. Okay, so that's a logging term, I suppose. No row to hoe. I don't know, whatever the term is, with farming, with those who make their living by producing food off of land as opposed to getting food off of the water. So we'll end off this ode to farming and farmers, and good luck to all of you out there who grow food, whether it be in a sprout jar on your windowsill or in a hydroponic thing in your basement or on a piece of actual land. And do take care. Take care of each other. This is the Port Isaac's Fisherman's Friends and Farmer's Toast. Thank you.
Come all jolly fellows who delight in being mellow, attend unto me and be easy. For a pint when it's quiet, come lads, let us try it. Dull thinking will drive a man crazy.
I have lawns, I have bars, I have fruit, I have flowers, and the lark is my morning alarm. So my jolly boys now is to learn to the plough, long life and success to the
sit at my table, and I'll not hear one word of complaining. For the tinkling of glasses all music surpasses, and I long to hear bottles a-draining.
I have lawns, I have bars, I have fruit, I have flowers, and the lark is my morning alarm.
By ploughing and sowing, by reaping and mowing, Mother Nature rewards me with plenty. I've a cellar well stored, and a plentiful board, and my garden affords every dainty.
I have lawns, I have bars, I have fruit, and the lark is my morning alarm. So my jolly boys now is to learn to the plough, long life and success to the farmer. I have lawns, I have bars, I have fruit, I have flowers, and the lark is my morning alarm. So my jolly boys now is to learn to the plough, long life and success to